This part of the show is brought to you by Pumpkins Essentials, providing quality all-natural bath essential products. These products include moisturizing body butters, sugar scrubs, beard balms, body mist, and so much more. You can find these products at two locations locally. One is the Cinerama at 1315 Fenwick Lane in Silver Spring, Maryland, as well as the Salon Plaza at 11160 Vera's Mill Road, Wheaton, Maryland. You can also find them online at www.pumpkinsessentials.com, and that's Pumpkins Essentials.
Welcome everyone to an all new episode of Thick Ass Threes. I am your host, Cornell Felton, and I'm back with the boys, Stephen J. Miles, Coach Bobby Terry, and of course we have Stanley Allen. An all new episode happening now. Let's go. Welcome everyone to an all new episode of Thick Ass Threes. I am your host, Cornell Felton. Thick of Threes is hosted on Anchor with all episodes available on Spotify and all the major platforms. Make sure you check us out on Instagram and Twitter at Thick Ass Threes. But if you really want to help us, if you really want to support us, make sure you go to anchor.fm/thickasthrees. Create an account. It takes about 5 minutes or less. There you'll get all the information. You have cool questions. Anything you want to know about Thick Ass Threes, you can find it there. And that really helps us out. So we'd appreciate it if you took the time to do that. I don't do this show alone. I do it with my homies. Today, once again, I got my big bro here, Stanley Allen. Stanley, talk to the people.
What up? I'm back. We're back. We're going to have a good time.
We're going to have a good time. We don't have Coach Bobby Terry or Stephen J. Miles with us today, but we're still going to have a good time. We're still going to drop some information, drop some knowledge, have some fun, have some laughs, have some drinks. Currently, we're drinking, what are we drinking?
This is a form of Long Island iced tea.
We got a little mix of Long Island iced tea going. It's not bad. Not for me.
Not me either, but you know, back to college, it reminds me of those distant days.
You know, me and the homies used to drink Long Island's at Fridays, where they had the fish bowls.
Okay.
You remember those?
Not really.
Because you didn't go to Fridays?
You're too good for Friday? After my time. You know, like, because I only drank them during college.
Okay.
So I was out of college.
Years behind you. But yeah, we used to go to Fridays and they had the Long Islands and they would come in like those fish bowls.
I could see that.
It was a good time.
Yeah, I used to have some good times at Fridays. No, that's enough. Let's stop talking about Fridays.
Okay.
Because we don't want that free advertising.
Yeah, we don't want that. Let's push through. What's going on, man? Talk to me. What's going on in your world? What's new? What's old?
It's just been work. Yeah. I feel like I need a vacation. I'm ready to step out in them streets.
Vacation. Are we talking international? Or are we talking?
I mean, I can go Puerto Rico.
What's your passport look like? You still active?
Passport's still good. You're still active? I just got it to make that last trip we made to Jamaica.
Yeah, mine expired on my birthday. I didn't even realize.
Oh, all right.
I got to get back into that.
We can still go to Puerto Rico.
It's U.S. territory.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or Hawaii. Those are probably your two best tropical destinations inside the U.S.
Hawaii's a little expensive.
Yeah, but you got it. You produce Thickest Threes, baby.
I don't know if they're paying Hawaii money, but I hear you. Okay. I appreciate that. We got something coming next summer, 2024.
Because we did Cup Crew again?
Yeah, we did Jamaica 22, right?
Yeah.
So every other year, we got 24 coming up. I'm sure Joanna and Tammy will tell us where we're going.
We voted in the restaurant while we were in Jamaica.
We voted, but I don't think anybody's paying attention to us.
Yeah. That doesn't count?
I don't really remember. And at the end of the day, I don't really care. As long as it's not Jamaica again.
Okay. I got it.
Anything else? I'm down. Cool. Well, let's jump into some information. Let's jump into some sports talk. Let's jump into some trending topics, if you will. Eric Lewis. You know who this is?
Eric Lewis.
His name has been in the news. He's one of the...
Oh, he's a referee.
Referee for NBA, who's now under investigation.
I'm glad I got it before you.
You did get it. You don't win anything. But it's okay. He's under investigation for having a burner account, pulling a Kevin Durant.
Yeah.
Which is just... I don't understand.
Soft.
It's very soft. But the problem is NBA refs cannot discuss official and NBA reffing information unofficially.
Right.
If that makes sense.
Right.
So he has his burner account where he's defending himself from people making comments.
Mm-hmm.
So my question is, why is he even listening to the comments?
Go back to that previous comment. He's soft. He's soft. I don't care what nobody thinks. I missed the call. I'm human. You know what I mean? I don't care. They always talking about these refs. This ref. Refs are bad, but refs have a hard job.
Refs have a hard job. It looks easy, but it's difficult task.
Very difficult. And the bottom line is there's no way you're pleasing everybody. Because one guy drives through the lane, it's a foul. I got fouled. The defensive player is sitting there yelling, I didn't touch him. Then you got the coaches. That's not a foul. Let's go to the replay. Then you got the people in the fans. Everybody's seeing a different thing. Yeah.
This has nothing to do with the coaches. This is something that I was talking to Coach Terry about. In one of the last games, Tatum completely flopped.
Mm-hmm.
That's difficult.
When the guy put his hand on his back and he fell out of bounds.
He jumped out of bounds.
I watched the game too, okay, bro.
He jumped out of bounds.
Yeah.
The next play down, it was he on clearly.
Gabe Vincent. They called the foul on him.
He clearly fouled the guy the next play down and started jumping around like he didn't
like
foul
he
him.
Didn't like, do it. Like he didn't do it.
What is wrong with these people? How can he act like that at one end of the court where he was not fouled?
Yeah, absolutely.
And then at the other end, throw a tantrum.
Absolutely.
What is that all about?
It's silly. I told you maybe 4 or 5 years ago when my son started playing, I told him if I ever hear him say a word to the ref,
okay,
if I'm on the court, well, I mean, if I'm in the stands and I see him say a word,
okay,
we going straight to the track. When that game ends, we going to the track and he run until he throw up.
So as a player, you didn't say anything to the refs?
Me?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, so this sounds like a double standard a little bit.
No.
In Mason's defense.
I wasn't one of these players that went to the ref all the time. You know, that's not a foul. I just had a bad day one day. I remember.
Okay.
Like, they threw me out the game. Yeah, it was crazy.
I think I heard this story before.
Ball rolled out the door, basically, and the ref said, go get the ball. I said, that ain't my fucking job.
What you say? It's not your job.
Yeah, you go get it.
They gave you a tech for that?
And didn't think it was my second.
This sounds like a men's league situation.
I got thrown out. No, this was AAU.
Oh, okay.
Oh, no. Yeah, it was AAU. Yep.
Got kicked out the game.
Down in Richmond.
I've never been kicked out of a game.
That was the only time. That's why I remember it so well.
So you instilled it in Mason.
I felt like I was wrong at, you know, when it was over.
You were wrong.
I was wrong.
You were absolutely wrong.
You know, but I didn't get that ball.
Which is the important part of that story.
Yeah.
All right, let's talk about the softness of this ref and his burner account. Transitioning to another dude that's soft, Scottie Pippen. I don't really want to talk about this, but I feel like we just need to address it as hoopers.
Yeah.
And as hoopers that watched Scottie in his prime, watched MJ, watched the Bulls, you know, the repeats and three-peats and all the stuff. What's his problem?
My man just wants attention, I think, at this point. I don't know. I heard one of his sons died.
Is recently? That true? No, I don't know.
Yes, I heard that one of his sons died, and then he's got dealing with, you know, her.
Michael Jordan's son banging his wife. Son,
yeah.
His ex-wife.
Yeah.
Okay, that's a lot. I mean, that's a lot to deal with.
And then she was banging the other dude, too. You know that situation?
Who?
They're both on the Lakers, bro. Scottie Pippen Jr.
I see him behind the bench.
And Malik Beasley.
Malik Beasley. Now, Sacramento?
No, he's Malik, a Laker.
They
had practice together, bro. Malik Beasley used to bang her out, too.
Wait a minute.
Respectfully.
Oh, so he was like playing with the dude and his
He's playing with the mom. Guy that was banging his mom.
And then one of his good friends is also banging his mom.
Who?
Michael Jordan's son.
That's his good friend?
They're
buddies. That how they're met?
Yeah. Come on, man. They're about the same age, right? And Michael Jordan's son's a little older.
Yeah, I would think
a little older.
Yeah.
That's wild.
That is wild.
But let's go back to Scottie Pippen and what he said, saying Michael Jordan is a horrible player.
Friend, your best friend is your stepfather. That could be crazy.
Michael Jordan is a horrible player. A horrible player to play with. Made horrible decisions. Took horrible shots.
Mm-hmm.
Come on. Talk to me. What's going on with Scottie?
Well, I can understand.
It's just irrational.
In totality, yes. Mm.
Okay.
It is irrational.
I like that.
But we've all played with people who shoot the ball too much and you know, we're like, yeah, we don't appreciate him the same way, you know. Mike was getting that thing up, 28 a game.
But it was MJ.
Yeah, but they didn't make the playoffs, did they?
When?
His rookie year.
Oh, I don't know.
His rookie year, he averaged 28 a game.
I don't know.
So, my thing is, no matter, I said horrible is the wrong word.
True.
Period. Because can't nobody be horrible and put up 28 in the NBA game. You know what I mean? And he got better. Mike got better.
That's you talking line. About Mike like it ain't Mike. What you mean he got better? He got a lot better.
Exactly. Okay. You know, and
but Scotty wasn't around for that.
But and that's Scotty's thing. That's he's thinking that, you know, everything changed when I showed up.
That's untrue.
You know? Like it didn't have anything to do with Mike. But the fact of the matter is every rookie that maintains a 10 to 12 year career gets better. You know what I mean?
I hear you. I hear you on that.
Mike got better, but horrible, he never was horrible. He just might not have been your cup of tea, Scotty.
Scotty's an idiot, is what I say. Yeah, okay, yeah. We'll be right back after this quick break.
Guess who's back?
And we're back. Let's jump into some NBA chat. But before we do that, I want to let the people know that me and Coach Terry attempted to record an episode a few days ago, and we ran into some technical difficulties. So we may add some of that to the back of this episode because we got into the Kwame, what's his name?
Kwame Brown
talk.
Still talking about this guy.
Yeah, we needed to break it down on what's going on with him. We broke down his stats, and we just tried to figure out what's going on.
Off the top of my head, I'm going to say average 8.9 a game.
It's close. It was like 9.3, I think.
Cool.
Yeah, that's good. He had a long career, though, so we may put that on the back end. I sent him a DM as well, so if we can call in the show. Can you imagine? Kwame? Yeah, if he called in.
Oh, man. He might do it. Definitely good content.
He may do it. Why would he not? He ain't got nothing else going on.
He's got his own podcast show.
I know, but what?
I let you on mine.
And we dare.
Oh, facts.
Absolutely. Also on that show, we got into some Ja talk, but I think it cut out before we even got really into it.
Ja Rule?
Ja Morant.
Okay.
Ja. So.
Hey, who's the most famous Ja?
Give me a list.
Ja Rule and Ja Morant. I don't know any other Jas.
Well, right now, I would say Ja Rule. Right?
You got him?
I mean, just longevity.
Yeah.
So, I would say that. But Ja's been going through it. So, before we move on, I put up an episode, maybe the last episode, where I kind of gave my opinion on the situation. Since then, some more information has come out. There's been a tweet. There's been a welfare check, if you will. The family called the cops or some friends. People needed to go check on them, see what's going on. Apparently, everything is okay. It was just a misunderstanding. But where are you at with this? Where are you at with Ja and what's going on with that young man? Take your time.
I mean, if we're going just off the post on social media.
Tell people the post, though. Catch. All
right, so it was an image. The first image was him and his dad, mm-hmm. I think, and it said, love you, Pops.
Mm-hmm.
And then the second image was him and his mother,
mm-hmm.
love you, Moms.
Mm-hmm.
And then the third image was him and his daughter, love you, baby girl. And then the fourth image was him with his back turned, saying bye, !
Which is where it went left, went south. That's what...
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I was told they did a... welfare check,
mm-hmm.
or we were all told they did the welfare check to see if everything was all right, and they said he was fine, and that it was all he was saying goodbye to the platform, social media platform.
That's what he said.
You know, I didn't see a picture of him with the Instagram logo. You know,
I hear you.
I saw a picture of him saying bye. To his mom, his dad, and his daughter. I'm sorry. But that's where it gets a little more serious, you know? Like, they said he was fine, da-da-da-da-da. He's not fine. If you can put it together to put that type of post together, because that's 5 minutes of your life. You got to sit down and really think about that. And that's not somebody doing it for you, you know, running your account.
Mm-hmm.
He's not fine.
I agree.
But they, when they suspended him on the first instance, and they said he left rehab, I guess within like 10 days or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And typically, you're not getting out of there quicker than 30 days. Something was wrong then. I mean, he messed up. I feel the commissioner messed up letting him back that quick. And the boy, he's still young. So, I don't know. I think they need to really delve into what's going on inside that man.
Is the best thing that happened to him getting hurt and not playing, or is that the worst thing that happened to him not playing in that playoff series? Meaning, not playing, he has nothing, anything to do besides go kick it. You know what I mean? I know the schedule is still the same as far as where you are, but he didn't travel. He wasn't around.
You're talking about the series day one?
No, I'm talking about the series they lost with the Lakers.
The Lakers?
Yeah.
But he only missed one game.
No.
Yeah. He only missed one game with the Lakers.
Are you sure?
Of his hand?
Oh, positive. He missed the next game and then played in LA. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So I don't really think that was it.
So let's talk about what you feel needs to happen, not specifically for Ja Morant, but just talk to anyone that may be feeling a certain way.
I mean, I just feel like they should reach out for help. Don't be scared. Don't be ashamed. It's obvious that people handle pressure differently, mm-hmm. or handle situations differently. I mean, you know, I'm one of those people that I'm not going to let anything get to me. It's sure. Whatever. Let's keep it moving. On to the next. But some people look at life differently. And you know, as someone who's dealt with suicide in my immediate family, you know,
mm-hmm.
I don't take it lightly. It seemed like a cry for help. And even if it wasn't, you can't just jump back like everything is normal like they did the first time. I don't think the key is suspending this man for a year or 50 games or whatever they're thinking. It's not about the punishment, it's about the help. He needs help.
Okay, makes sense. We're going to let this mic breathe. We'll be right back.
Next Home Investment. Next Home is a family-owned real estate solutions company focused on providing homeowners in the DMV with solutions to all their concerns. Alan and Keisha Smothers will help you in all situations from divorce, foreclosure, death of a family member, and so much more. Their goal is to provide a win-win real estate solution experience. They provide cash offers and quick closing. That's Next Home Investment. You can find them online at nexthomeinvestment.net or give them a call at 202-802-0642. Next Home Investment.
Noticed that he had 8 or 9 or something in game
7. Turnover in game 7. Supermax guy. $290 million.
They said the new CBA is going to cost him $600 million to keep both.
Is this the stupidest shit? Like, not
maybe
shit?
Next year, per se.
Hold on for a second. Listen. Is this the stupidest shit you've ever heard of in your life?
What's that?
Yeah. They're going to pay that bum $290 million.
Yo, did you see
for the next 5 years?
They were on Stephen A. Smith's show today talking about it. Like, you know the guy Mad Dog always screaming saying that there's 20 players better than him. And they had him named.
Oh, really?
Yeah. They were like, well, name it then.
And he had a list?
I don't know if he had a list. I don't know if he made
but
it
up. But he named 20?
Easy. 20 off the break.
I feel like you could name 20, though.
Yeah.
Is he really that good? I mean, he's good in the open floor, but does he rebound?
He's not my number one.
Is 290 number one money, though?
Well, you can pay two people Supermax or Max or whatever. You can pay two people nowadays.
This is the stupidest shit I've ever heard of. It's so silly that I want to move on.
Okay.
All right. Best player that's going to be in the NBA Finals. We got Joker, Murray, Miami. What's my guy's name?
Butler.
And who's the second best player for Miami? out of, what's his name? Kentucky.
Caleb Martin?
No, no.
Oh, Bam.
Bam.
Bam out of Bayo.
Is it Bam?
Bam.
Out of those four, I know the answer to this. Who you feel? Well, two-part question.
Hold on. Who did you say? Huh? You said Joker?
Joker. Murray.
Murray.
Bam.
Butler. And Bam.
Butler. Two-part question.
Yo.
Who right now do you think is the best player? Who do you think is going to have the best series?
Out of
those four. And throw me a surprise in there, too, if you want.
Yeah. There's no surprise. It's Joker. It's a Joker. I got a cough.
Go ahead, cough. It's okay. This is live, people. Things happen.
Now I have to wash down a little bit.
We already talked about the Long Island. People are okay with that. Everybody have a drink, too. I have one with you, too, say.
All right. So I think I'm good now. Apologize to
everybody,
the audience.
Everybody have a drink. Everybody cheers.
Go. It's Joker. I don't really remember the question.
He's so good.
It's Joker.
He's so good.
He is.
He's so good.
He's a talented individual. But Jimmy's been impressing me, man.
Like, he's so good, too.
Never thought they would have beat Milwaukee. Never thought they would have beat Boston. And it's not solely because of him, but he is their leader, and he's been balling.
He's so good.
So they feed off.
And we're back. You guys have been listening to Thick as Threes. Before we get out of here, we talked all hoops. We talked NBA championship. Stanley broke down the job and ran where he thinks he could be looking for some help. What else we talk about today? We talked about the ref and his bullshit burner phone.
Yeah, soft. KD.
It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable. I wish we had Steve here for that.
Zebra stripe wearing.
Yeah, that zebra stripe.
The referee.
Oh. I see what you did there.
Yeah.
Okay. Before we get out of here, we're gonna hit you with some TikTok madness. Remember this?
Nah.
This is just some questions.
I participated in this.
You did last time. It's okay. This is just some questions that I pulled up from TikTok. This is not mine. I'll tag.
Oh yeah. I remember now.
The creator in this. Just some questions for you. You ready?
I'm listening.
You ready? Listeners, listen to this. See what you guys can come up with these answers to these questions. Since 2000, which three players have had the most double doubles since 2000? In no particular order. Since 2000.
LeBron.
Incorrect.
What? Oh, wait a minute.
Remember?
Wait, LeBron was 2003, right?
Three, yeah. He didn't really shine, and he didn't really, you know.
Nah.
He had a couple crazy years.
I know he's up there in triple doubles. I would assume he was there. All right. Let's rewind. Rewind.
I'll give you a hint. It's early 2000s.
Dwight Howard.
Dwight Howard. Ding, ding, ding.
When did Shaq retire?
Shaq is not on the list. I'm sure he's on the list, but he's not in top.
It's the years. It's the years.
He played with LeBron, so Shaq probably retired in 2007. No.
I'll say 10.
8. Yeah, 8, 9, 10.
10 to 15. 10 to, yeah. Whatever. So we got Dwight Howard.
Dwight Howard. Another hint. They're all bigs.
Kevin Love.
No.
Damn. Because he's got to be up there.
I'm sure he's on the list somewhere. I'm just talking about the top three.
Yeah. But he was killing in Minnesota.
I'm going to give you another hint. I'll give you the fifth. I'll give you number five. So you can kind of get a flow. Paul Gasol. Yeah. So we're talking early.
All right. Give me Mark Gasol.
No. Not on the list. You're not thinking about two dominant bigs. And by bigs, I'm not talking about centers necessarily.
That's what I'm saying. Like, Dwight was that center. Mm-hmm. That's why I got that one. And that's why I went to Kevin Love, mm-hmm. You know, because he was killing in Minnesota. I don't know, man. I don't know.
Kevin
Garnett? Yeah, okay.
Kevin who?
Kevin Garnett.
Kevin Garnett?
Yeah.
And one more. Wake Forest.
Wake Forest. Timmy.
Okay, let's move on.
All right.
This is a tough one. Most points coming off the bench. Career. All time. Most points.
All time.
Three. Top three.
Jamal Crawford
is on the list.
Vinny Johnson?
Benny Johnson's not on the list. I'm sure he's on the list. I'm talking about top three.
Not top three, though. Jamal Crawford and... Can't think of people right now.
One of the people on the list, his son is considered the best shooter of all time.
Dale Curry?
Dale Curry.
Is ahead of it, huh?
Yeah. And the third?
Mm-hmm.
Bow Wow's best friend.
DeMar DeRozan?
No, that's DeMar DeRozan's Bow Wow's best friend.
Nah, that's right. DeMar used to mess with Romeo. Romeo, the other rapper.
Yeah, the other rapper.
Who's his best friend?
Lou Williams. Just,
huh?
Lou Williams.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I see.
That makes sense, fault. Right? Coming out the bench. Coming out the bench. Fault. All right, last one. You ready?
Yep.
Besides Tim Duncan,
mm-hmm.
from 2000 to 2010,
mm-hmm.
who had the most rebounds?
Besides Tim Duncan?
Yeah.
Wouldn't it have to be one of the two people you get? Like three. Kevin Garnett or Dwight Howard? You know what I mean?
Dwight Howard, no.
So Kevin Garnett?
One.
Oh, it's multiple list. People.
Three. Yeah, three.
Kevin Love.
Kevin Love is on the list.
Jeez.
This is going to blow your mind, this one, though. We got to fact check this one.
Dennis
this
Rodman?
Is what they say. Dennis Rodman, no.
Was he still
2000, 2010. No, yeah. Not really.
2010.
I'll give you a hint the second one. The third one, I don't even know how to give you a hint to get it right.
All right.
Malice in the Palace.
Ben Wallace.
Ben Wallace is on the list.
Yeah.
And then the last one.
Huh.
Again, we're going to have to fact check this. This is his. I'm pulling this straight off TikTok. This is his. You're not going to get it.
All right.
Come on, try me. Though.
I already did. I said Kevin Love.
I think the last team he played with, he shined when he played in Phoenix, I believe.
Amari?
The last team he played with, I think, was the Dallas Mavericks. Had a weird looking shot, like he didn't extend his arms.
No way.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not even going to say his
say
name.
It.
I don't want people to think that I thought it.
Say it.
Sean Marion.
Sean Marion is on the list.
That's crazy.
Yeah, we'll have to fact check that. We'll get back to that. But
he got more rebounds than Kevin Love.
From 2000 to 2010? That was the question.
It must have been like one rebound.
I don't know what to tell you, Stanley. All right, that was TikTok Madness. Hey, good show. We're going to get out of here.
Yeah, it's been a pleasure.
Once again, you guys have been listening to Thick Ass Threes. Make sure you follow us on Instagram. Make sure you follow us on Twitter.
I feel like we should have one of those, you know, suicide prevention talks that they have at the end of the TV shows.
We can do that.
When
we
they have an episode like that.
We can do that. We can add some information. We can put something online.
I don't know
online,
the phone numbers or nothing, but
yeah,
get
I'll add
the
that.
Help if you need it.
Absolutely. I absolutely will add that. Anything else you want the people to know before we get out of here?
No, that's it. I just want us all to look out for each other. A friend of mine posted on Facebook today that he went into the gas station,
mm-hmm.
and there was an elderly lady working, sweating,
mm-hmm.
looking bad. Says he left, went to Target, bought her a fan,
mm.
and brought it back. We need more people like that in the world.
We need absolutely more people like that. That's a beautiful, positive note to end the show on. Guys, thank you for listening. We'll see you next time. Peace.
Oh, thank you.
Pop, pop, ballers with they call us. NBA All-Stars, no bench warmers. Pop, pop, ballers with they call us. Jersey in the Raptors, all-time lead scorers. Pop, 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 pop. He ballin' on you scrubs line. I never miss 3-pointer or two. I feel like Jordan when I'm scoring. I feel like wow when I ball. Like LeBron, I'm a win. No matter what team I'm on, I'm always in my zone. Like coach called a 2-3. Ain't no I in team, so I told him please use me. No double dribble, 0-3 mom, but even hit MJ with a double name.
kick and stand it 2-for-1 before the ref blow the whistle. 3-for-3 on the top of the key. Swish. Try to lane double clutch, it be lit. Yeah.